Tonight I'm going to talk about around history. Most of us here know that the Bible teaches that the earth is round. I know for some time it was interesting when I first found out about it. You know, wow, the Bible teaches that it was round. But I thought recently that, well, I'm going to look into the history of this, see what other people believe throughout history about the shape of the earth. Sort of a limited subject, but it does it turned out to be quite a bit of information about it, and it was an interesting study, and I wanted to present some of that to you. I'm going to be, compared to what's out there, it's going to be rather brief, but it is going to have a few of the things I found out about the history. And in that, I want to see how the Bible fits into that history. A long time ago when I was in public school, I used to teach that I was taught that the world was flat. Not really, but what I do remember is that I was taught, or remember being taught, or came across to me that way, that people at the time of Columbus believed that the world was flat. And for people that sailed with him on his ships were concerned about falling off the edge of the earth, because the earth was flat. This turns out to be some fictional thing that was added later in history. It really wasn't that way. Columbus knew that the world was round. I don't know how many of you knew that, but I was taught when I was younger that they thought that the world was flat, and Columbus is out to prove them wrong by sailing over to the other side, to the India from the opposite direction, which he never found. Of course, he found America, not India. The Bible amazingly agrees with scientific facts, and the shape of the earth is no exception. It clearly states that the surface of the earth is round. You know, this is testimony to the inspiration and reality of the Bible. Other religions might have people living on the moon and sun. There's one that does that. Magic carpets, earth supported by elephants, and other imaginary ideas. But when the Bible talks about the earth and things physical, you know, it's real. It's, you know, it's accurate. The Bible is true to reality, given by the only true God. And that it is true to scientific facts is evidence to this, that it was given by the only true God. Now, let me go a little bit into the history now, what people believe from using secular history books, and mainly there was a lot of stuff on the web, so I got a lot from that. First civilization we know about, basically, from the Fertile Crescent area, Sumeria, not the Sumerians, but the land of the kingdom of Sumer, the Sumerians. They had the cuneiform writing, and they had most ancient things they believe that they found in writings from that area. Around 4000 BC, that somewhat agrees with what, you know, Bible ages. But it existed, that kingdom existed for about 2,000 years, and it collapsed under when the Amorites conquered the area around 2000 BC. And, of course, remember the Amorites, some people that are mentioned in the Bible. Anyway, these Sumerians developed the concept of a multi-layered universe. The boundary between heaven and earth was a solid, perhaps tin, a solid tin vault, big spherical vault. A solid, and the earth was a flat disk. Within the vault lay the atmosphere. The brightest portions were stars, planets, sun and moon, existing within that atmosphere inside this great tin solid vault of the heavens. But they believed that the earth was a flat disk underneath it, and that was a belief in existence there for around 2,000 years. This, of course, I'm talking about from secular history, and. Then around the 3000 BC mark, somewhat overlapping that time, were the Babylonians, which we know a lot about. And the world, we believe the world was in the form of a mountain, and the heaven was a solid vault like the Sumerians had. The foundation of the earth rested upon a vast ocean. The earth was flat again, a circular disk surrounded by this primordial sea. So those, so basically all this time previous, and we're not mentioning what the Bible says here and where it fits. I'm going to do that later. These histories from the website and from books don't seem to acknowledge that the Bible has anything to say in here. But so I'll go into that later. But so I'm not mentioning it right now. I'm just mentioning what I'm finding from the secular history. So the next thing after the Babylonians, we come to the Greeks. In this brief history I'm giving, I know there's other nations and kingdoms involved in that, but I'm going to go to the Greeks now. And the early on in the Greek Empire, they did believe in a flat earth. Like 545 BC, there was a person called Thales of Miletus. He believed that there was a circular disk and it rests on water, sort of like the rest of the previous people did. But around 500 BC, there was a mathematician named Pythagoras. You probably remember his theorem about a squared plus b squared equals c squared for a right triangle. But he did a lot of other things too. And he's credited to be the first to believe that the Earth was round. The reason is based on he saw heavenly bodies being round, and he figured the Earth was needed to be perfect shape also. Also, you probably, most of us know about Plato. Plato taught that the Earth was round around that same time. Probably got his information from Pythagoras, maybe. Later on in the Greek Empire, there was about 350 BC, we have Aristotle. And other Greek astronomers in general knew that the Earth was round. And in Aristotle's book called Physics, Aristotle lists the reasons. I want to take a break here, though, and think that if you never had any picture of the Earth from space, or there wasn't air travel, you couldn't travel around the Earth, or if there's no satellites or other modern technology, how would you, can you think of any way that you would know that the Earth is round? Just give you a second or two there, and then I'll give the answers. If somebody wants a volunteer answer, that's fine, but just think, if you didn't have these modern advances, how would you know? These Greeks figured out how the Earth was round, and I'm going to go into that here, but I thought you might just want to consider that as a question. How would you know? We can see pictures from space now, and there's lots of different reasons now that we know it, but way back then, how would they know? Now, the first one is that they give, that Aristotle gave, and others probably knew it too at that time, had to do with eclipses. We're all basically familiar with the eclipse of the sun. That's when the moon, as it orbits the Earth, gets in the way of the sun and the Earth, and it blocks out the sunlight. But there's another eclipse called the lunar eclipse, where on the opposite side, when the moon gets on the opposite side of the Earth, the Earth can get in the way and make a shadow on the moon. Well, what they noticed was that the shadow is always a part of an arc of a circle. Every time. Didn't happen that often, but lunar eclipses do happen more frequently than solar ones. And like this, there's one in the United States coming up on March 3rd. We won't be able to see it here after the further east. So I was sort of hoping to be able to see it in here, but this happened in the last few years. Anyway, the shape of the shadow of the Earth on the moon is always circular. And the other things to make a circular shadow, like a disk, a flat disk could do it, flat Earth disk. But the thing is, it wouldn't do it every time. They could be different orientations. When the disk is on the side, it'd be just a straight line. But the shadow on the moon was always a circle. So from this, they reasoned that the Earth was round, and they reasoned that correctly. So that was their evidence. Of course, the other one is, like we hear the Columbus story, and many other places, The reason the Greeks knew this is that as ships go further out to sea, see further, less and less of their mass, and finally they sink below. And the only way that could happen is that there's curvature in the earth. So most of you probably knew that one. And the last reason that the Greeks figured this out was that from constellations, different, of course, me, even though I'm something interested, I don't know that much about the constellations, what belongs where. But the thing is, near the horizon at night, you see certain constellations. Whereas if you go further south on the globe, you can see more. You can see more constellations further down that are blocked by the Earth from up here. And vice versa. They can't see some, if you're way down south, can't see the constellations we see. So they're going around the Earth, distance-wise on the Earth, you see different constellations at their minimums, what you can see. And that could only happen if the Earth is curved. A flat Earth couldn't do that. No matter where you went on a flat Earth, you still see the same constellation. But if it was curved, you could see more and more as you go down. So they realized that. So for those reasons, they came with the conclusion that the Earth was round, the correct conclusion. And they're pretty good. You know, we've got, and others around that time later on were realizing this too. And even back then with primitive mathematics and whatever, they estimated the circumference of the Earth real closely to what we know what it is today. So, you know, we got rather advanced in what they knew. And they, like the distance to the sun and to the Earth and moon, they knew that one pretty close. And I'm not sure if they got distance to the sun, because that was a more difficult problem. But anyway, around that time, around 500 BC, 300 BC, they started to figure out that the Earth was round. I want to skip to 150 AD now, Roman Empire time. A guy named Ptolemy. He's fairly well known. He is a scholar in Alexandria, Egypt, the center of scholarship in the second century. I had great libraries there, so he was a scholar there. And he made maps of the world, what they knew, based on a spherical Earth. And he derived a system of latitude and longitude, basically what we have today. So way back then, in 150 AD, they were using maps of using a spherical globe. Ptolemy also knew that they didn't know much of the globe. They knew about a quarter of it. He was well aware that they only knew about a quarter of the globe, but he knew it was round. And his writings remained the basis of European astronomy throughout the Middle Ages, though some were still believing in a flat Earth. I want to read two or three different other writings and people, what they believed during the Middle Ages. Because I had believed previously that most people during that time were believing in flat Earth, and it's just not true. But anyway, early Middle Ages, just read a passage here, or a portion of this. With the end of Roman civilization, Western Europe entered the Middle Ages with great difficulties that affected the continent's intellectual production. Most scientific treatises of classical antiquity in Greek were unavailable, leaving only simplified summaries and compilations. Still, the dominant textbooks of early Middle Ages supported the sphericity of the Earth. So it was pretty much common knowledge in the Middle Ages. Now I noticed a book by a Norwegian. I had to include that because I'm about half Norwegian. And of course you got the Vikings. I'm thinking the Vikings is around too. Good deal. They actually, were credited to coming to America first. I'll just read it here. The Norwegian book, and I can't pronounce this. If I knew Norwegian, I probably could. I don't. But Konungs Skuggsjá, from around 1250, states clearly that the Earth is round and that it is night on the other side of the Earth when it is daytime in Norway. The author also discusses the existence of antipodes. This was some common controversy during that time of the Middle Ages. Yeah, you have the poles and give them the poles on here. And he notes that if they just will see the sun in the north of the middle of the day, and that they will have opposite seasons as the people living in the northern hemisphere. Basically, that's true what we know about the people in the southern hemisphere now. And here's something about the Muslim countries in the Middle Ages. Muslim scholars who held to the round earth theory, obviously did, used it in an impeccably Islamic manner to calculate the distance and direction from any given point on earth and Mecca. That was important for them to pray to Mecca, and they wanted to figure it out accurately from every point on earth, and they had to do that with a spherical earth, and it was spherical, and so just obvious that they knew that it was spherical, and they developed the spherical trigonometry that we use even today in the calculations. Just some examples from the Middle Ages there that people did believe that the earth was spherical. It was a pretty common belief. Despite what Columbus says, Columbus knew, as did any other master mariner of his day, that the earth was a sphere. And there's this book called The Life and Voyages of Christopher Columbus, written in 1828 by Washington Irving. Basically, he's the one, at least one of the major ones, that said that people believe the earth was flat. And basically, it was fiction, that part of it. He didn't have that accurate. Because today, essentially, all professional people, historians for the Middle Ages, agree that the medieval flat Earth is a 19th century fabrication, and that the few flat Earthers, quote, were the exception. So basically, that's pretty common knowledge now, that any beliefs about people believing flat Earth in the Middle Ages was made up. But there were people that did believe in the flat Earth, and we'll go into that some too. Where does the Bible fit into this history? And basically my point here, I wanted to give a little bit of history to see about the Bible, what the Bible knew all along, and you know, the reason for trusting what the Bible says. The secular writings I looked at didn't mention the Bible as a contender, so they some of them did mention Bible verses. But first of all, the Bible does say that the earth is round, not that it is flat. And I want to read two verses, the parts of two verses. First one is Proverbs 8:27. This is Solomon. And I'll read it here. It says, "He set a circle upon the face of the deep." And the second one is Isaiah 3:22. "It is he that sitteth above the circle of the earth." So those are the parts of the verse that I mentioned, talking about the sea as being circular in shape and the earth being circular in shape. And of course, circle is referred to a disc too, but I want to go on and further say that the Hebrew word from which circle is translated is kub. I probably don't have to pronounce right. But I translate a circle here. More exactly means sphericity or roundness. So he's talking about the roundness of the surface, not a circle drawn on it. And this is more evidence for that is in Job 22:14. It's not talking about the shape of the earth, but it uses the same Hebrew word, and it talks about God here. It says he walks on the vault of heaven. And obviously, when you look at the heavens, that's a dome-shaped sphere. So the word kug, translated circle in these verses, obviously can mean a sphere, roundness. So, first of all, the Bible does say that the earth is round and not flat. And that was pretty amazing to me when I first, that was many years ago, when I came across it or somebody told me. That was neat. But not only does it say it's around, it was the first to do so. It was, we've just been over the history, and the Greeks were the first ones around 500 BC to start realizing that. So what are the ages of these passages from the Bible? The first one, Solomon lived about 1000 BC. He knew it 500 years before the Greeks. He was the first to write it down. And the one in Isaiah is around 700 BC, so that was about 200 years before the Greeks. So, you know, this is amazing. The Bible had it right long before the Greek thinkers figured it out. So, that's just amazing witness to the Bible to me. So how did Solomon know this? Of course, we understand the Bible is inspired by God, but I wanted to read his specific scripture. We know about Solomon, how he got his wisdom from God, but I want to read over that. So basically, God gave him an immense amount of wisdom, greater than any other man, it says. And I would think it would include things like facts about the earth. So I want to read out of 1 Kings chapter 4, verses 29 to 34. And God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding beyond measure, and largeness of mind like the sand of the seashore, so that Solomon's wisdom surpassed the wisdom of all the people of the east and all the wisdom of Egypt. For he was wiser than all other men, wiser than Ethan the Ezrahite, and Heman, Kalkal, and Darda, the sons of Mahal. And his fame was in all the nations round about. He also uttered 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. He spoke of trees, from the cedar that is in Lebanon to the hyssop that grows out of the wall. He spoke also of beasts and of birds and of reptiles and of fish. And men came from all peoples to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and from all the kings of the earth who had heard of his wisdom. So amazing wisdom Solomon had. And I'm just guessing that God gave him wisdom about the shape of the earth. Otherwise, he could have, you know, Solomon was inspired by God, as other Bible writers. And, of course, God could have inspired him beyond the wisdom that he gave him. And the passage from Isaiah, how did Isaiah know? Well, the whole book, most of the book is complete prophecy, and the passage you're looking at was prophecy from God. So that was a revelation from God to Isaiah right there. The intent of the passage, of course, is describing how great God is and all these things he's talking about, but it happens to mention that the earth was round also, which is the fact that God gave to Isaiah. Of course, Isaiah could have understood what Solomon wrote too, since Solomon was a lot earlier than Isaiah. So the Bible had it right before any other people had the knowledge, even the Greeks. And I was talking to Ralph. Ralph was mentioning that the Greeks actually did borrow things from the Hebrews in their, like their, I think it was at Alexandria, the Greek Study Center. They did know about the Hebrew writings also and studied them. Now I want to talk just a little bit about opposition. Some people say that the Bible teaches the earth was flat, and so it's incorrect, and so it can't be from God. You know, along with all the sorts of things they can throw, say the Bible has wrong. They say this too. And I just want to go over, because you might hear that sometime. Like, I go over, got three different verses here, and I'm going to tell you why they're wrong. Right there. One is Isaiah 11, verse 12. I don't think I'll read it. I'll just say it. What it mentions there, it mentions the four corners of the earth. And they say, the Bible says there's four corners of the earth. The Bible must think it's flat. It might say it's flat. But even if they still wouldn't agree with it. Oh, they also say that it's based, you know, the Bible's based on things they got from the Babylonians. That's funny, they believe in the flat earth, but they are believing a circular disc, and a circular disc doesn't have four corners. So even that argument's wrong. But the fact is here, we're probably in just the four directions. Talking about north, south, east, west. North, south, east, west is where you can go. Four corners of the earth. We use expressions today like to the ends of the earth. We don't mean that the earth actually has an end. It's just an expression saying everywhere. So we'll say the four corners of the earth, I mean, to the how far, ever far the earth goes. So it doesn't mean that the earth has four literal corners. In Daniel 4, 10 to 11, it talks about, well, let me read that one. Visions of my head as I lay in bed were these. I saw and behold a tree in the midst of the earth, and its height was great. The tree grew and became strong, and its top reached to heaven, and it was visible to the end of the whole earth. Well, I argue, if it was visible to the end of the whole earth, the earth must be flat, because earth was round, you couldn't see the tree from one side of it. The whole problem with the whole thing is this is a vision. It's a vision that somebody had, and they don't have to match reality. I mean, there's dragons in Revelation, I mean, those real dragons. This is a vision. And actually, you know, it couldn't be anything but a vision, because the trees don't grow to reach heaven. So yeah, that one's wrong. So it's obviously vision, and so you can't extract something vision and say that it's talking about the actual earth. So the Bible's not actually talking about the actual earth here. So if it's a vision, you know, we can't use that as saying the Bible's saying that the earth is flat. And, you know, besides, I can imagine if there was happened to be a tree that big, I could really imagine that the branches could probably go around there too, and you could see the branches. So, anyway, these are just examples of some things people might say that are really easy to show that, you know, aren't correct. And one other one, Matthew 4, 8, the devil takes Jesus up to a high mountain and shows him all the kings of the earth. So they say, well, it has to be flat because he couldn't see all the kingdoms from the high mountain if the earth was round. You know, my argument would be, even if it was flat, you couldn't see all the kingdoms. It's too, the distance, too far, you couldn't see them, even if it was flat. And besides, there's mountain ranges saying that would block your view. You couldn't see them all. So their argument for a flat earth there doesn't work either, because it doesn't hold up for a flat earth either. So these are some few examples somebody might come up with and say the Bible teaches the earth is flat. And, it doesn't do that. We have the clear verses we went over that the earth is round. So the Bible had it right before any other one, any other culture. And that's amazing testimony to me. I want to go into one other possible confusion here. Here's a quote from Ferdinand Magellan. Probably know him. He's the first guy, I guess, to go sail around the world. And this is a quote from him. The church says that the earth is flat. But I know that it is round, for I've seen the shadow on the moon. And I have more faith in the shadow than in the church. Well, maybe he didn't have much faith, but fact is that church can teach false things. And he was probably referring to the Roman Catholic Church, and they had a lot of things false. And it's probably they pose other discoveries too, like the Earth going around the sun. So that's not saying too much, because we know the church, specifically the Catholic Church, has many false things. So we know the Bible is accurate, but the church might not always get it right. But you know, I really appreciate the emphasis of the church we have here and wanting the truth, wanting just what the Bible teaches, and using that in our lives. It's really an encouragement and to me, and it's really the honesty and that we need in churches to accept the Bible for what it is, the Word of God, and teach it, and it won't fail us, and it doesn't fail us in this example either of the round earth. So you know, the Bible amazingly agrees with scientific facts. It's not a scientific book, but where it touches the same subjects, it agrees. And in this example, it was the first one to know about it, to just, you know, written down as an actual fact before any other people knew about it. And so this is a testimony to the inspiration and reality of the Bible. But other religions got all sorts of inaccuracies. But the Bible gets it right. The Bible is true to reality, given by the only true God, and that is, and it is true to scientific facts as evidence that it is given by the only true God. Thank you.